Cool. So we're just going to think a bit tonight about the topic of fear and overcoming it. And basically, recently, me and my dad were on a walk. It was a 30-mile walk up in Scotland, and it was absolutely beautiful. It was quite hilly. The scenery was lovely. There was amazing cliffs and cornfields and blue seas and pretty butterflies, and it was a great walk, apart from one thing, which was cows. Well, I feel like if I'm honest, the cows probably didn't affect the walk at all, but what did was my fear of them. On the day one, we had to walk through a field, and one little curious cow came nearby, which literally caused me to have a panic attack in the middle of this field. And then after that field, every mile I walked, I dreaded the thought of the cows. In reality, one cow that was probably 200 yards from me was close enough for me to worry about them for the next 27 miles. My dad, however, being significantly more practical, had a different way of looking at the situation. Before we'd gone in the field, he'd worked out his escape route and had managed to walk calmly through that field. I think he had an element of fear too, but he knew that panicking in that moment wasn't going to help anything, which is probably very true. Reflecting on this and thinking about the topic of fear, this has illustrated my point. We all have fears. We do come into situations where we're fearful, but the main difference is how we face these fears. Do we panic? Do we dread something that may not happen? Do we avoid doing something altogether? Or do we face it head on, rationally thinking about it? In my little cow scenario, even though I panicked, I did feel a lot safer that my dad was with me and that I was not alone. In an emergency, I hoped that he would know what to do. Why? Because my dad is literally one of my heroes. He's rescued me from countless situations in the past, and I know that he would want me to be safe and loves me. And how similar is this that we get to face our fears with our Heavenly Father, who loves us, who rescues us so many times, and who wants the best for us? We don't have to face them alone. In Matthew 14, we read about how Peter faced his fear. He got out of the boat and he walked on water, and Jesus was there in front of him. It was when Peter took his eyes off Jesus that he became afraid and started to sink. The fear was there, the dangers were real, but Jesus was there with him. In 1 Kings 19, we see how Elijah was hiding and afraid, and God sent him an angel to make him food, comfort him, and send him on his way, telling him not to be afraid. Time after time, we see people in the Bible facing real fears and terrifying situations, but each time, God is with them. I feel like today you only have to turn on the TV, open the newspaper, or flick through your Facebook wall, and it seems there's something to be afraid of. The world does feel like a pretty scary place, with stories of terrorism, hurricanes, politicians making bad choices. And yet, in the midst of this, we're reminded not to be fearful. We hear stories of love, of hope, and of unity. We heard how Barcelona came together shouting, "No tenem por." Well, it probably didn't sound like that, but it means we are not afraid. There was images of "We do not fear" from London. We were told to stand with Manchester, and Paris came together to show that they weren't afraid. When I think about all this, one Bible verse stands out, which is Matthew 10, verse 28, which says, "Do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." We need to stay strong in the one who does care for our soul. In his book, Fearless, which I'd highly recommend reading, Max Lucado writes, "Courage emerges not from increased police security, but from enhanced spiritual maturity." He goes on to write, Fear never wrote a symphony or a poem, negotiated a peace treaty, or cured a disease. Fear never pulled a family out of poverty or a country out of bigotry. Fear never saved a marriage or a business. Courage did that. Faith did that. People who refused to consult or cower to their timidities did that. But fear itself? Fear herds us into a prison and slams the door. Wouldn't it be great to walk out? Wouldn't it be amazing to be those people of courage, people of faith, and people who refuse to give in to fears? We all have our fears. I wrote this thinking it was random and then realised most of these are my own fears. Fear of the dentist, fear of sharing our faith, fear of failure, and fear of being in car crashes. The list goes on and on. But as 2 Timothy 1 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear is not from God, and we shouldn't let it seep into our souls. Lucado goes on to say, fear may fill our world, but it doesn't have to fill our hearts. Fear limits us. It puts chains on us and stops us from being who God created us to be. That well-known and well-loved Bible verse, John 10:10, states, I have come so they may have life and life in the fullest. And that's what God wants, for us to embrace life, to be bold, to be courageous and to overcome fear. One of the most used phrases in the Bible is, do not be afraid. God is serious about this. We're now going to take a moment and sing one song, which is No Longer Slaves to Fear. The lyrics say, I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Can I encourage you when you're singing these lyrics to sing them as a declaration to God? We're then going to move into a time of prayer stations.